I came to tell you what Jesus said. We give glory and honor and praise to our God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the precious Holy Spirit. We give him a hallelujah for another year. Day 6, 2019. Tell somebody I'm still here. We magnify the name of the Lord. Just bear with me. I get to see it after a while. Praise God for our presider, Dr. Lewis. Elders, gifts for the Holy Communion. To every other minister in the house, we praise God for you. And everyone who holds a position in the house of God, we praise God for you. Amen. And all the others who are lay people, we praise God for you as well. Amen. Everybody's somebody and everybody's special. Everybody is precious. And Jesus told me to tell you that. You are not allow anybody to say anything to you that will pull you down. You can't stop them from telling it or saying it. But you can block it from hurting you. Hallelujah. God already told you who you are. Don't allow anybody else to change it. Don't respond to things that said that doesn't apply to you. It only applies to you when you answer to it. Then you make it become a part of you. Is God. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. So we come to bring you some good news. Anybody need some? Hallelujah. Our text today is out of the book of Philippians 1, verse 3 through 6. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand near you, the spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We cast them all into your care that you may use it for your glory and your honor and your praise. We ask that thou would speak through this vessel. For we yield that you may do just that. Hide me behind the cross and allow your son Jesus to arise. In the name of Jesus we pray. Speak now, Lord, and we shall hear. Speak, Lord, and we shall be victoriously. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. Hallelujah. Are we there? Hallelujah. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you've been empowered. You've been empowered. We left 2018 6 days ago. And some of us managed to drag some things that were hurting us in 18. We managed to drag them over into 19. But it doesn't have to be. Every day is a new beginning. Hallelujah. You got a fresh start every day. He renews the inner man every day. Right? And what you missed out on doing in 18, you've been empowered to do it in 19. Well, you couldn't seem to get over this in 18. God told me to tell you, you will in 19. But you got to do something for it to happen. God always have completed everything for us, and it been completed before the earth was formed. Before the universe was made, God had completed a good work in you. And he's still working with us every day so that you can overcome. The way has been made. And you've been empowered to go through with it. Paul said he prayed for the people at Philippi. And he prays for them that they will fellowship in the gospel. See, God wants us fellowshipping one with another. The devil wants you split up. So anytime something happens, call you to back off somebody, know you that it is the devil coming, trying to do the three things God, Jesus said he came to do. To kill, to steal, and to destroy. He come to steal your joy. Kill your fellowship. Because he knows that when we get two, can you stand up? Together. Or three. Together. He's in the midst. So if I can push you down, that lessen my strength. It lessen my force. Yes. And then he's going to do something called me to push you down too. And now he got me all alone. And I have fallen into my pity party. And nobody can drag us out. Somebody tried to tear you. But you already made your mind up and refused to accept it. But God said, I have delivered you from that sort of thing. The enemy keep telling you, you ain't got there yet. The enemy tell you, I just can't do it. You might can, but I just can't do it. No, you can't do it on your own. But with God, all things are possible. And with him, I can do all things. I hope everybody has already left your cats in 18. But just in case you didn't, I tell you, you can kick it to the curb right now. It's a mental thing. All right? And your mind will affect your body. Your mind will cause you, your body to not be able to do some things. But the word told us, let this mind be in you. Like that in Christ Jesus. And Jesus don't have no cancer. Jesus doesn't have any hurts. But you got to get to it, and I'm telling you right now, you're already there. If the enemy come knocking at your door, don't say ain't got there yet. How's he knocking on your door? He ain't got there yet. You are there. Tell your neighbor you're there. And denying it, not going to deliver you. You got to face it head on. But in facing that head on, you ought to know that the God that's in me is greater than the enemy that's out there. You got to know that the God is in me, never leaves me. Nor does he ever forsake me. So whatever shows up in 19, you've been empowered to handle it. Think about Joshua after he took over the leadership of the Israelites, crossed over Jordan, and came up to Jericho. Jericho was a large city, and it was an empowered city. It was well fortified and had thick walls around the city to keep them in out and to keep the people inside safe from being attacked. Now the walls around Jericho was large enough for two chariots to ride side by side. That's how thick that was. I guess it probably about like the highways out there. And God brought them to the wall. And he'd already given them the promised land. When God gives you something, he'll make the way for you to get to it. But a lot of us don't have what we're supposed to have because we refuse to go get it. We don't have some things in our lives that we could have had because we didn't persevere. We saw an obstacle in our way. And because it appeared, we shunned and turned back. But you got to go. How else are you going to know that God will help you if you never go through a test? God has already prepared you for the test, and whatever the test is, it's for God's glory. Now, God may not put it on you. He just allows it to happen. Because God doesn't tempt anybody. He doesn't have no need of tempting you. Well, here they are, and God said, I've given you the city. They're on the outside. And the people of Jericho is on the inside. But God said, I've given you the city. They didn't have no weapons, but the people in the city had weapons. But God said, I've given you the city. He keep telling you, I have empowered you. But you refuse to accept it. God said to Joshua, now this is how I'm going to give you the city. I want you to take your people. I'm leaving out some things now. And walk around the city. One time, the first day. And the second day. The third, fourth, and fifth day. Sixth day. But on the seventh day. Time of completion. I need you to walk around seven times. Now Joshua didn't say, well, Lord, what I'm doing all this for? You must not meant for me to walk around the wall and don't do nothing. Because they tell you, don't say a word. Don't care to tell somebody you're going around your wall. They can say you're crazy. And that word has kept us from getting blessed. We are fearing that somebody's going to call us crazy. But it's already done. You've been empowered to overcome that. And I said, well, Lord, if we done walked around the wall 6 days, ain't nothing happened. Now you tell me walk seven times a day? Some of them might have been like Gideon's people. 32,000 people, warriors. But God says, speak to them in the ear. And tell them those that are fearful and afraid, go home. See, you're doubters. And doubters hold up the progress. You got to believe and know for yourself what God will do. And what is already done. He did it in the past. He'll do it right now. And he'll do it tomorrow. Because he's the same today as it was yesterday. And he'll be the same forevermore. He's a God that does not change. He delivered back there. He's delivering right now. He worked miracles back there. God said, I'm working miracles right now. But you got to believe it. You can't wait till you see it. You got to claim it before it comes to pass. That's faith, because faith is the something hoped for. Evidence is a thing not seen. So my faith is all I need. It might look like I want to be defeated, but my faith said, I shall overcome. I already overcame. I just got to wait out the time. Hallelujah. Yeah. 22,000. Went home. God said, you still got 2 minutes. Test them out. Try them at the river. Glory to God. And from the 10,000 that were there, 300 was left. Hallelujah. But Joshua, back to him, commanded the people on the seventh time. I want you to shout. Hallelujah. What I'm shouting for, ain't nothing happened. That's what we do. We praise the Lord when something happened good to us. But God said in 19, stop praising me before it happened. In 19, praise me before it's about to begin to happen. Praise me while you're in the mess. Praise me while you're in the choirs. Praise me while I'm in the deliverance. And when the praise go up, the walls will come down. Because when they praise, when they shout it, the walls came tumbling down. God said, if you want the walls to tumble down in 2019, you got to praise me more. I know you got all in your bones are aching and your muscles are stiff, but praise me anyhow. Praise me through the aches. Praise me through the pain. Praise me. That's your faith. I wish I had 3 people to tell somebody you've been empowered. You are an overcomer. You've been empowered. Tell somebody I ain't no wimp. I am in power. God gave me the power because his word said so. After that, the Holy Ghost had come upon you. You shall be my witness. Hallelujah. I empower you. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes. But the walls came down. Jesus, as Paul prayed for the Philippians, Jesus already prayed for you. St. John 17, Jesus prayed. That's a chapter of prayer. But Jesus prayed. And the 9th verse said, I pray for them. And he's talking about us. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine. And all mine are thine. And thine are mine. And I am glorified in them. Said now I am no more in the world, but these things are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own hand, thine, those whom thou hast given me, and they that they may be one as we are. This is Jesus' prayer, that God will keep you. So you don't have to walk around here afraid. Can't nobody do a thing to you except God allows it. It's his, and if he allows it, it's his will. And I read also in Philippians, in everything, give him thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank him for your trials. Thank him for your tribulations. Thank you for all that you're going through. See, you just going through the motion. The work's already done. God does need a few people to stand in the power of his might. Stop trying to stand in your might and stand in God's might. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Let somebody know, no weapon. I wish I had three people that would tell three more people, ain't no weapon, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. How are they going to form it? But it won't come, it don't come to naught. No weapon. Enemy going to come up against you in one way, but God's going to call them to flee in seven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus prayed. And then he said, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none, tell somebody none, none of them is lost. Hallelujah. So God, if you hear it, you've been kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. And none of you will be lost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, I kept them in thy name. Those that you gave me, and I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition. And that was Judas, the only one that was lost. Hallelujah. The 15th, 12th verse said, the 13th verse says, and now come I, to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy. This is Jesus praying, and Jesus is Lord, right? And the joy of the Lord is your what? Your strength. Jesus prayed over 2,000 years ago that his joy, the joy of the Lord. And now I come to thee, he said, and these things I speak in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. It's already done. You've been empowered to have joy while you're going through. Joy in good times. Joy in bad times. You got the joy. And since you got the joy, you also got the strength. You already been empowered. Hallelujah. To go through whatever you face in life. Every day, you got the power to go through it. Jesus already prayed. Hallelujah. So you don't need to be asking nobody to pray for you to be strong. All you got to do is be strong. Tell somebody to be strong. Because if Jesus' prayer didn't work, you might as well hang it up. Now you need to remember this verse 17 and 13. I'm going to read it again. And now come I to thee. Jesus saying, Lord, Father God, I'm coming to you. And these things I speak in the world. I spoke these things in the world, and I did it that they might have my joy. He's already spoken it, and he did it so you can have. Now, notice it said might have, because some people refuse to accept it. Others is there for you to claim and possess it. All right? It's there. But you got to get it in your mind. And once you get it in your mind, then you can have his joy. But the joy is just laying there waiting for you. Because how many know Jesus doesn't take back what he give you? He said, my peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. So in 2019, live in peace. Be in peace. Don't let the enemy cause you to do otherwise. And guess what? You don't have to know you got the victory, or somebody else know. That's how we get in arguments. We don't want one to win over the other one. We argue, trying to get our point over. You don't have to prove anything. Jesus already proved it for you. And since Jesus proved it for you, you just need to just cool. Tell your neighbor, chill. Walk around here bubbling all up, bawling, hot-headed, sending your blood pressure up, and you got big sweat balls coming from you. You know you done got overheated. And you got sweat rolling down because you angry with somebody, you overheated. And tell that same person, you just need to chill. Right. You've been empowered so you can do it. Okay. All right. You've been empowered to do it. Because what a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think you got joy, you can have it. You think you ain't got no joy, you ain't gonna have it. Okay. So the 19th, you got to think positive all the way through, and I'm quitting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's enough for you.